Right, so we are going on to the second half of the morning session with three speakers, Professor Yao Xinzhong from Renmin University, Beijing, then Michael Pewitt, Harvard University, and Scott Cook, Yale NUS College, Singapore. So, without further ado, Professor Yao, the floor is yours.
Okay, yeah, okay. 20 minutes, I know. First, I want to thank the Stefan again for this organizing this kind of international and conference. All of us know this is a hard job. It is really to organize any kind of, you know, the international conference. But they have done great job. This great got so many scholars from far away and here. I would not want to say this. I'm not a historian, so this is I don't care about much about what happened, you know, in history. I'm not a serious textual scholar. So I'm not like this Professor An Cheng, this carefully studied every word and this kind of thing. I'm this more or less a kind of philosopher, and just try to use the whatever I want to use it. And also this one I doing these kind of things. I really have my mind on the contemporary. What happened, and in a contemporary and context. So this is our start. Thinking about it is what happened in China. The question in my mind when I come up to this kind of and the paper, this is the why should this ritual system require more than just a political authority to be established? So that is my these three questions, you know, this and or in my mind when I. And came to writing this paper. So this is three questions. And this is for this kind of to answer these questions, I came up with kind of five called key terms. And this is Tiandi and Li and Ben Shun Zhi. These five and characters or phrases or these terms. And this I think this is I believe together, you know, compose some kind of discourse, and this is which would help me to answer my questions. I have this tentative this hypothesis. So this is I believe that, you know, this is to be applied to social and personal life as a social value system, and to have a lasting and effect on society, ritual or rites, whatever, you know, understood. And must be placed on the metaphysical foundation rather than just manipulations within secular the power relations. And the second, it must be justified by being conforming to universal laws rather than just give too much emphasis on the particularity. And the third is must satisfy the three requirements for virtue, timing, and function. So this is my hypothesis, and I try to see if I could this establish them or this. And prove that. So this first is called the background. This is a contemporary background. This is I titled this called a new ritual in China today. And I don't know if you are familiar with the China situation, but if you don't, and this just refresh your memory of this, you forget this. And this currently I see there are three political campaigns. And the first is about ideological controls, and the second anti-corruptions. And this, and thirdly, to managing social stabilities, and one means to all three campaigns is they kind of reintroduce or introduce these kind of, you know, and ritual-like rules and new rituals. I call it new rituals or semi-rituals or these pseudo rituals, and that include codes of conduct, regulations, core values, and ceremonies. And new rituals are. They indoctrinate and through official media's education, training programs and propaganda and are instituted by party disciplines and political directives. So this is since. So I give you a few pictures just if you feel too boring. And this is probably have seen this kind of things, you know, this the top this party leaders and this, you know, this day and made a solemn this kind of, you know, this day and this oath and this refresh the this kind of, you know, party and this kind of thing. So this is the one from our province, and this is actually from my home province. This is called party leaders, and this is come to you know you can see this they have this kind of series kind of, you know, and you know this the face and there, because this they really look at this the tree planted by Xi and 8 years ago. So that is also here. This is amusing. This is kind of, you know, the wedding ceremony that day. And but the evening they would not do. They didn't do anything. This, you know, for the wedding. But you know this they copying this kind of, you know, CCP constitutions. So this has become also this kind of, you know, in the newspapers, in the social media has become very widely circulated. And this one is another province in the hospital, as you can see this make the oath this here. So all these kind of things and terrors and this is stories about, you know, what happening and it's in China, and this is I call the relevance of rituals, and this is I give the three sections. First is and imagine the three stages of this kind of communist China, and this is the Mao era, and this Deng era, and the Xi era, and this is the people, you know, they think about this kind of things, and this is how they can do this becoming strong this in today, and this really look at the past for inspirations too, and one is called the revolutionary traditions, and this particularly and, you know, refreshed. And the people's memory about, you know, how these in the Mao era and this what is the Communist Party and would do, and the second is called the traditional customary and rights, particularly like the family customs. And I think for 1 or 2 years in the television, in newspapers, and in the all the media's, and you know this kind of jiafeng, this became this very. Popular word, and this is the thousands of articles and be written and books published, TV programs produced, these kind of things. So this is this bring this to the something relevant to our today's and issues is say, you know, this on the one hand, this China is faced with a serious moral declining, and this is you know, this everybody is complained about this. And this is now this second is an aspiration for the called you know, China is traditionally is moral and this kind of ritual, this kind of, you know, country is here. And then over China's lot of and this is the Shuyuan, this and you know this became very, very popular, and also this they call the traditional the Chinese culture, and this is the Chinese learning, this also become this some people even make very, very rich from these kind of things, you know. Then this is finally, I think this is quite a lot of rights centers and established, you know, in my paper, I give you a few examples, you know, like in Tsinghua, in Beida, and in Renda, and this is the top university in China, they have the kind of rights centers here. And this is, so this is relevance of the ritual. So this means rights, Book of Rights has come back to this contemporary life. If you remember, you know, from beginning of the 20th century, and ritual, and particularly Confucian rituals have been criticized, attacked, and this as the kind of backward, and all these kind of bad things here. But today it seems rights become popular, fashionable, these kind of things. So this is About this kind of, you know, I would call the kind of ritualization trend and in China. And this is the, and the scholars have different views about this. And first, you know, some people say that, you know, this is the, one of the hallmarks for the New Age. So if you are familiar with the contemporary China, you know the New Age, what it means by New Age. And then this is the but you know, other people would doubt this is the political drive for the introducing rituals, so would you know, talk further part of a part of this you know, these values. And then this, all these kind of things, the different views, and you know, among scholars. So this is my background. I spend too much time on this. First I was saying this, the five key terms. First is heaven, earth. So that is, and this the I think this is quite. I would not agree with Stephen. This you said, you know, this is not necessarily should have a foundation. But I think it's a system of rituals and must have some kind of foundation. And you got to place it on there. Otherwise, this ritual, why people would accept this ritual? Why people should follow these kind of things, rules, these kind of things? So this is about this, you know, this Tian and Di, these two words. And, you know, this I said, you know, as one term, Tian Di, and appeared 84 times and there. So this is at the core of the ritual and the discourse. The second term is called Ben. And in the Li, of course, is throughout all this and the text. But this and the second term, I wanted to say this is called Ben. Ben, I would translate it as the ontological foundation. This is provided this kind of foundation for the rights. So I give quite a few of this and you know this the examples here is and for the government and for the and the rules of this and the code of conduct and also for the rights and the rituals, all these kind of things here. So this is not only just the rights, but all things, you know, this is said it originated from this and the Tian and this and heaven and earth. Of course, heaven is just a convenient, but not necessarily and precise translation. And here, you just simply use it. So there are two meanings of ben. This ben is here. The one is called all the rights and are rooted in the heaven and earth. So that is and the not should not be in the secular matters or powers. So that is one meaning. And the second meaning, and you know, these rights is rooted in heaven and earth. But then all other kind of social institutions and these codes and these and things would be rooted in rights. And this is the two meanings here. So this is the I wouldn't want to say much more about this is the how this the Tian Di this the, and heaven earth and understood and in the and the in the text and I gave a few examples here. So this the particularly this kind of you know they mentioned about four pillars and this the heaven earth parent and teacher. And you remember, if you know this China, this the ruler, the emperor, all this not in these kind of pillars. These kind of four pillars here. So this here is, I said, you know, rights have their origin and in the orders and laws of heaven, earth. So this is the rights reflect the orderly distinctions and the sequences of heaven, earth. And this, all these kind of things we can see this in the book of rights and rights is understood as this derived from this kind of heaven, earth and this. So second word I want to draw your attention to is called Shun. And Shun, this is, I believe, is the right way to rituals. And this is, how should a human, and you know, we have this heaven, earth, as this kind of our foundation, everything foundation. And how should a humans respond to this? And this is, I mentioned about, is called, you know, heaven's image, Tian Zhi Xiang, and the rules and the laws of heaven, earth, Tian Di Ze. And the way of heaven, earth, 天地之道. So the, how should humans respond to this and these kind of things? And this is this is coming out of the word called Shun. And Shun, this word, this appeared, you know, this 97 times in the text. And this is the, and I'll give a few examples, you know, like the, to be conformed to the times, and to act in accordance with the human feelings, to be in accordance with the spirits, and acting in accordance with the seasons. All these kind of things, you know, this kind of shun is a very quite a important word for the understanding of this and you know human attitude. And there are kind of two kind of, and you know this the responses or attitude. One is called a shun. This is to be in content, conform, accordance with, and to follow. And another called a ni. Ni, this kind of, you know, be in contradiction with all this, against these kind of things. Of course, if you act in contradiction with this heaven and earth, and this would be bring out the disasters and this corruption, all these kind of things. So this is how should be shun. This is the, and there are two ways called a xiu li, and you know the cultivate this your li, and this to realize this righteousness. Another called a qi xin, and this to achieve this kind of you know shun, this kind of thing. This is I also go through this and this another character called zhi. Zhi is used to explain how rights came into existence and on what conditions rights should be applied to the society. So zhi and it mentioned 88 times in the text. So this is zhi. And have this kind of, you know, this as a noun, it refers to the regulations and the institutions, and it also could be institutes of these and the sage kings called Sheng Wang Zhi Zhi. And this as a verb, and it really means to frame, you know, this James Legge translates frame, and you know, quite a few times. I'm not saying this is a good word, but you know, I just can't think this the better. And to determine, to produce, to institute, or to establish. So you know, like this, you know, Asian kings framed rights, and in the chapter of the Tang Gong, and this and you know, instituting rights in correspondence with earth, and all this kind of use the zhi, this word here. And how to institute rights? And this is also this the here and the mentioned you know on a few occasions. So I think the my interest is to come to the three conditions or requirements for instituting and rights. And the first is called I call a moral or virtual requirement. So this is not all people are in a position to institute or to make rights. And this is here is a paragraph here is to say, you know, and you have to both have the position and have the virtue. So these two must match together. You know, you are in the position, you know, to produce, to make this up the rights. And this is particularly mentioned about, you know, you've got to have the virtue. Your virtue is not matching with your position, you can't do it. This and another is the thing called the timing requirement. I think it's the one Asian kings and, you know, and had established their government, they framed or they instituted their ceremonies. So this is the use of James Legge's translation. So this is the time. Another is called a function requirement. So instituting and rights itself is not the end, but it means for all the way to the well-governed state. So that is I mentioned. You know, this really is, and this end is to reach its correct right conditions. And you know, this that is the things. The two roots. And I gave this to cultivating the teachings to unify governmental measures. These are two rules here. And this is how finally come to a conclusion. And this is my conclusion is that proper ritualization must have three prerequisites. And first is to have a strong faith in the power and law beyond the temporary power relationships. And second, greater aspiration to be in accordance with universal laws and values rather than just on particular and wishes, all these the things. And third, a properly justified institution to accommodate and moderate rules and codes into a value system that meets the moral, time, and the functional requirements. So that is the ritualization must meet these kind of three conditions. So without satisfying these three conditions, rites, ritual, codes of or values, all these kind of things would not be able to bring about social order. And second, the rites would not automatically lead to a ritualistic society if they were simply utilized as part of temporary measures to consolidate the political grip on secular powers. So that is my conclusion. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Professor Yao, for refreshing our memories about several things. The photos that you showed for a start always strike me the very tangible sign that China has completely lost, any sense of ritual. The gestures like this, are so, uncreative, unimaginative, and unaesthetic that, you have a very sure sign here that China has completely lost a sense of ritual. You were talking about the reconstruction and recreation, for example, of shuyuan, of academies. Fortunately, we will have tomorrow a presentation on the Korean, soan, the Korean shuyuan, which have kept some kind of relative continuity, but China has destroyed everything and now is reconstructing everything in concrete, painted red. All right. Thank you for framing this. Construction, ritual construction. In a way, you've done the reverse of what the two previous speakers have been doing. Emphasizing the fact that the rituals are, fluctuating and very hard to grasp. But you have reframed, the canonical structuring of rituals. So thank you.